Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 20th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you've heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's, without further ado, get down to the synopsis of the show. And I'm going to start with a book recommendation. And the book recommendation I will leave to your imagination, ladies and gentlemen, save to say that it is about what changed the world. And it is really pretty interesting. So you might want to get in touch with the show and find out what it is. Well, Donald Trump has imposed more severe sanctions on Russia, the official reason being the payback for the poisoning in Wiltshire in the United Kingdom of 2 Russians, a father and his daughter. The daughter is so appalled by this that she's going back to live in Russia as soon as her father has made a full recovery. So, really, how bad can that be? Then I'm going to talk about fake breakouts. Now, fake GDP breakouts, which really is a way for the powers that be to manipulate the figures to make you think that the economy is doing better than it really is. So I'll talk about that for a few minutes and give you the lowdown on how they do that. Then I will discuss this wonderful, beautiful recovery, which is accompanied by a decrease in almost all the weekly and monthly economic statistics. So we'll find out whether pen and teller could be brought in to bear on working some magic on those figures to produce a rip-roaring, wonderful economy. So America is in the 110th month of the weakest so-called recovery in modern history. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. The country is in the 110th month of the weakest recovery in modern history, under the weight of monetary central planning. So we really do need to drill down in there and find out what's going on, and we shall do just that. Well, the financial state of Social Security is worse than the government says it is, according to the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania. We'll have a look and see what they have to say, but this doesn't change from anything that I'm talking about on a twice-weekly basis. Then I will talk about lying. Now, I want to examine how lying has become not only endemic in our society, but institutionalized, you know, as what they like to call alternative truth or post-truth. Absolute nonsense, but it is interesting, and some very, very interesting conclusions that I have for you, which I will make you privy to on the show. So, New Jersey, the Garden State, is a case study in mass exodus. It's just too expensive to live there anymore. We'll have a very quick comment to make about that. And to finish with, I will pose a conundrum, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever wondered why there aren't more women truck drivers? After all, women make better drivers than men. So it is really strange why there aren't more, especially during what is, in fact, a capacity crunch. Have a very quick look at that before I sign off for the week. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you separately to your personal email 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something like that. Then I can get to it quickly and dispatch them off with due haste. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So anyway, feel free to select any 3 shows of your choice. You'll find them, the latest ones, on the Podbean page that you're probably looking at right now. But so choose what you want. Let me know the dates. And I do recommend the show of the 29th of June, which is my mid-year assessment. So you might definitely want to give that a whirl, as they say. And for that purpose, I shall finish by giving you my information, starting with my email address, to which you will write requesting said shows, or who knows, you might want to sign up for the show itself, which means you will go to the left of the page and go to the donate tab and follow the instructions. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I try to put some information in there as often as I can. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, all one word. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Okay, so that's it from me. Have a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.